This is the sermon preached at St Mary's Enville and St Peter's Kinver on Sunday the 23rd of June 2024. It's the third sermon in our series on seeking God's vision, and it was preached by Reverend Rich Clarkson. A reading from the first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 12 to 27. Christ is like a single body, which has many parts. It is still one body, even though it's made up of different parts. In the same way, all of us, whether Jews or Gentiles, whether slaves or free, have been baptized into the one body by the same Spirit, and we have all been given the one Spirit to drink. For the body itself is not made up of only one part, but of many parts. If the foot were to say, "Because I'm not a hand, I don't belong to the body," that wouldn't keep it from being part of the body. And if the ear were to say, "Because I'm not an eye, I don't belong to the body," that wouldn't keep it from being part of the body. If the whole body were just an eye, how could it hear? And if it were only an ear, how could it smell? As it is, God put every different part of the body just as he wanted it to be. There would not be a body if it were all only one part. As it is, there are many parts, but one body. So then the eye cannot say to the hand, "I don't need you," nor can the head say to the feet, "Well, I don't need you." On the contrary, we cannot do without the parts of the body that seem to be weaker. And those parts that we think aren't worth very much are the ones with which we treat with greater care, while the parts of the body which don't look very nice are treated with special modesty, which the more beautiful parts do not need. God himself has put the body together in such a way as to give greater honour to those parts that need it. And so there is no division in the body, but all its different parts have the same concern for one another. If one part of the body suffers, all the other parts suffer with it. If one part is praised, all the other parts share its happiness. All of you are Christ's body, and each one is a part of it. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Today we are continuing our sermon series on seeking God's vision. We started by looking up, thinking about how we can't seek God's vision if we don't first seek God. Then last week we were looking out, thinking about how as we seek God's vision for our communities, our nation, our world, our starting assumption has to be that God is already there, already working, and our task is to see what God is doing and join in where we can. And you can listen to both those sermons on St Peter's website, and you can download the texts and some discussion questions as well. And all of this is leading up to our weekend away at the Church Hall next weekend, where we'll be looking forward as we seek God's vision together for our churches and our benefice. But before we come on to that, today we're going to be looking in, as we think about seeking God's vision for our lives. And to start us off, I want you to just think for a moment about things that make your heart sing. Things that you are really good at. Things that you love doing. Things that make you feel alive. And then I want you to think about things that make your heart sink. Things that you may have to do but you find unintuitive, or things that you know other people are so much better at than you are. When we were planning these services, we thought about trying to get everyone to try and find someone who contrasts with them. So, for example, someone for whom computers, say, make their hearts sing, could find someone for whom computers make their hearts sink. But trying to work out the logistics of that made my heart sink. So we gave up on that idea. But the point is, we are all different. I can almost guarantee that there will be no two people in our churches who would have exactly the same things on both their lists. We are all different, and we're all good at different things, and we all struggle with different things. When Paul wrote his first letter to the church in Corinth, they were divided. They were arguing with each other about all sorts of things, and they were trying to one-up one another. And Paul gives them an image that has resonated throughout Christian thinking ever since. He says, Christ is like a single body, which has many parts. It's still one body, even though it's made up of different parts. And he tells a kind of comic parable about the different parts of the body fighting with each other. The ear says to the eye, I'm not like you, so I must not belong to the body. And the head says to the feet, I don't need you, you can get lost. It's over the top. It's absurd. Because, of course, that's not how bodies work. And he finishes with the key line, which is this, you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. In our difference lies our strength. In our diversity lies our unity. And so when we think about seeking God's vision for our lives, we have to see them in a wider context. It's too easy, too tempting to compare ourselves to each other. She is much better than me at this, or he is much better than me at that. Or to go the other way, to criticise others. He ought to be better at this, or she ought to be better at that. But Paul reminds us that we are responsible to each other. We are part of the same body, the body of Christ. And so we should always be trying to encourage each other, build each other up, be kind and respectful to each other, because we need each other. And sometimes that means being challenged by or learning from the people who we least expect. Now, for Jews in Jesus' day, the people from neighbouring Samaria, well, they were hated, despised, looked down upon as unclean and impure. And so when Jesus told that well-known parable of what we now call the Good Samaritan, he was challenging those assumptions. The priest walked by on the other side, the teacher walked by on the other side, but the Samaritan, hated though he was, crossed over and helped the man who was in need. Jesus challenged those assumptions about who could help us, who could teach us. And those are assumptions that we all hold in different ways. Now, it seems to me that far too much of the rhetoric in the run-up to the election revolves around the idea that certain groups of people are beyond the pale, whether that's migrants and refugees, or the wealthy, or just anyone who votes for a different party. And yet Jesus challenges those attitudes in the parable about the Good Samaritan, just as Paul does in his image of the body of Christ. Because whatever our differences, we need each other. We can learn from each other. We can help each other. We are the body of Christ. And if one part of the body is hurting, then we all hurt with them. And if one part of the body is rejoicing, then we all rejoice with them. And so how do we seek God's vision for our lives? We start by not seeing ourselves in isolation, but rather by seeing ourselves as part of the body of Christ. And then we can begin building each other up in love, encouraging each other, supporting each other, strengthening each other, saying something when you notice someone doing something well, or encouraging someone when you think there's something that they might be good at. So often we are the last person to acknowledge our own strengths and gifts, but we all have strengths. We all have gifts because we are all made by God. Everybody has something to offer, even the people who we least expect or the people we've been conditioned to look down upon, even if that is us ourselves. We are the body of Christ, and each one of us is a part of it. So I want you to think again about those things that we started with, the things that make your heart sing, and the things that make your heart sink. What difference does it make to think about those things that make your heart sing as being gifts from God? Things that make the body of Christ better and stronger because you bring them to the table. And what difference does it make looking at those things that make your heart sink? To think that you are part of the body of Christ and those same things will be on somebody else's list as things that make their heart sing. We are the body of Christ and we need each other. And as we seek God's vision for our lives individually and collectively, as we see every member of the body of Christ grow in their gifts, grow in their strengths, then we will see the whole body of Christ growing together. We are the body of Christ. And every single one of us is a vital, valuable, beloved part of it. Amen.